In conversation with former Warriors defenseman and RBC Cup national champion Tyler Anderson. Tyler, first off, thanks for taking the time to join us, and I hope your summer's been going well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been going good.
So, first off, I want to just ask you about your time in Prince George this year. Obviously, a trade that I don't think many people were expecting, to say the least, for a guy that just had the most improved player on the team a year before in the RBC Cup, winning a year for the Warriors and then traded to Prince George. So what was your year in PG like? Obviously a big one for you, a decorated one as well. You led all BCHL defensemen in goals and also finished as a runner-up in the BCHL Defenseman of the Year award running. So what was the year like for that and for your team up there?
It was a very unexpected trade. But obviously it's a business, so anything could happen. The year in PG was good. Just nominated along with those great players was quite the honor. Honestly, didn't really expect anything like that. It was just go out there and play hard. So that was my year in PG, but obviously it went pretty well.
Was it a little bit of a different experience for you playing up there? Because I think your role kind of changed when you went up there. It seemed like your role in West Kelowna, I guess now 2 years ago, for that team was kind of more of a defensive shutdown style. You go to Prince George and you get a little bit more of an offensive opportunity there. So was it a little bit of a different experience in that regard of kind of being the guy looked at to play most of the minutes? Seemed like, you know, every time the 2 games that the Warriors played against the Spruce Kings, you were out there the whole entire time, and it seemed, and I'm sure that would happen almost on a nightly basis. So did you feel that as kind of an experience change for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, we had a lot of great D in West Kelowna when I was there, so just playing with those guys was awesome. But I think I was just able to show off my versatility a little bit and play a defensive role there and then move up north and be relied on as the guy. It was kind of special.
So you go through your year in PG, an impressive one at that, as I mentioned, with all the accolades, and then another surprise hits, I think, for some, and maybe not for yourself, but Washington Capitals come calling. You were going to their development camp. First off, where were you? When were you when you got that call, and what were your feelings then?
Well, we were actually loading up the bus for a road trip down to the mainland, so wasn't expecting that, but it was quite the call, and really made my day there.
So you get that call from them. Obviously, you've got that going on in your mind throughout the rest of the season, and then the time comes just a week ago, I believe it was, that you headed out east and went to that development camp. I want to ask you how that went and what things were like there at kind of a National Hockey League level. It is, but it isn't at the same time, but still run by a team in the NHL. So what was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was really cool. Definitely, well, didn't really know what to expect, so I just kept my mind open, worked as hard as I could, and tried to learn as much as I could from the coaching staff there, from the AHL and the NHL. So that was quite the experience, going there and getting to talk to guys like Ole Kolzig, met John Carlson, saw Carl Osner, so just seeing those guys and what it takes and how to act as a pro was something special.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that as well, because obviously in development camps, a lot of their teams will bring some of their NHLers out to kind of show the kids what it's all about. Who was your favorite person that you met at that development camp?
Oh, there were a lot of good guys there. I liked Connor Hobbs. He played for the Pats this year. He's quite the funny guy and quite the player. And another guy there who played for the Rockets, actually, Johansson. So he was pretty nice and quite the player.
So I know you also took your dad out on that trip, so that your dad went out there as well. He caught a Nationals baseball game, also went there. How special was it to have him on that journey with you out to Capitals development camp?
Oh, it's special. Obviously, we've talked about it for a long time and how cool it would be to be able to experience that together, so that was awesome.
So a big year coming up for you as well. You finish your 20-year-old season in the BCHL. You have two years in the BCHL, pretty successful. RBC Cup champion, get to the Caps development camp, and now you're going to Lake Superior State for next season. Couple of BCHLers on that team as well. What are your thoughts heading out for that? Obviously, it's the middle of summer, so it's not too far away, your time going to see the Lakers, but what are your thoughts on going out and having your first year of college?
Oh, I'm excited to get back into the swing of things with school and everything. And, well, it helps because Basilico is there too, so ease the transition a little bit and have a buddy there.
Yeah, is it nice to have a guy like him to kind of rely on? Obviously, he's in kind of the same situation as you are, where he went at his 20-year-old season, kind of committed late to Lake Superior to go there. So is it nice to have a guy that you can kind of bounce ideas off of and see what the experience is like there?
Oh, for sure. He was one of the first guys I phoned, actually, when they made the offer and they seemed interested. So I phoned him right away and asked him how he liked it there, and he sold it for me.
So what does the rest of the summer entail for Tyler Anderson? Obviously, it'll be a lot of training. It'll be a lot of getting ready for college hockey. It's a big jump, as was, I'm sure, from coming from Saskatchewan to the BCHL. Can you rely on that a little bit to kind of think about going from junior A to college hockey, with the fact that it is going to be a big jump because you're playing guys that are in an age range of really 18 to 24?
Yeah, that's a challenge I'm ready to take on, and I feel I'm ready, so I'm just looking forward to the experience.
All right, Tyler, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and all the best throughout your rookie season in college hockey and obviously in your future hockey endeavors, and who knows, maybe we can catch up sometime during the year.
For sure, thanks a lot.